I had refused to attend a meeting at my parents' house in December 1844 to relate my first vision to the band of believers in Portland. But how I suffered in mind and body all that day, it seemed God had forsaken me.
Ellen, you're coughing up blood. I'm going to send for the doctor.
No, Amelia. It's the heavenly physician I need. I refuse to obey the Lord's command. He's turned his face from me.
You must obey. Tell God that you'll do as he bids you.
Oh, Lord, forgive me for refusing to do your will. I shall gladly obey you if you will only give me the strength to ride home tonight.
God did give me the strength to go home. That meeting was over, but at the very next gathering, I related my vision. About 60 people were present.
And with our Lord Jesus, we entered the new Jerusalem rejoicing.
Praise the Lord!
He leads me still.
Amen!
The prophecy was fulfilled!
Sister Ellen, what a comfort your words have been! My faith was gone, but your testimony reassures me that God is leading us!
Oh, if I had not heard it from your own lips, I would not have believed it! God has indeed spoken through you.
Amen.
Yes, indeed.
It's the word of the Lord.
About a week after my first vision, the Lord gave me a view of the trials through which I must pass and the opposition I would face.
You must do what the Lord commands, Ellen.
But, Mother, I'm only 17, and I'm so timid. Besides, a young unmarried girl just doesn't go traveling about.
But didn't you say the angel commanded you to make known what had been revealed to you?
Yes, Father, but I'm so sick. You know I'm not expected to live out the year. Surely God can find a stronger, a better messenger than me.
If God has called you to labor in other places, he will open the way.
But it's the middle of winter, and we're out of money. You can't leave your business, Father. You have a family to provide for.
What about Robert?
Robert's as feeble as I am, and even more timid. Nothing could induce him to take such a step.
Have you prayed about it?
I've prayed for the past several days, and far into the night, asking God to release me from his command.
I don't think God takes back such commands.
But that second vision was so horrible. I keep remembering the anguish it showed me.
The vision also promised that God's grace would sustain you.
Oh, Mother, I wish I'd just hurry up and die. It would be a release from this responsibility. I have no peace anymore.
A company of believers did not know why I had become despondent. They only knew I was depressed, and they felt this was sinful of me. They held meetings to pray for me, but for some time I would not attend.
Ellen, dear, there will be a meeting here tonight. Will you come down and tell the gathering about your experience?
Mother, I can't. I just can't.
Please, dear. Elder Pearson is here.
He doesn't even believe in my visions.
True. But he does love you as a daughter, and he wants you to know that God loves you.
Oh, if only the favor of God might be restored to me. All right, Mother. I'll come down.
Come now, Ellen. Kneel with us and surrender your will to the will of God. I can't kneel because of my rheumatism, but I'll sit right next to you and pray just the same.
Thank you, Father Pearson.
Oh, my dear child, don't be sad. The friend of sinners has not forsaken you. You must believe that.
As prayer was offered for me, the thick darkness that had encompassed me rolled back, and sudden light came upon me.
Make known to others what I have revealed to you.
Thank you, Lord. Ellen is regaining consciousness.
We've seen a miracle.
A ball of fire came down from heaven and struck Sister Ellen on the heart. I saw it! I saw it!
You were able to see everything, Elder Pearson, because you weren't kneeling. What an experience!
I'll never forget it, for it has changed my whole being. Sister Ellen, have courage. After this night, I'll never doubt again. From now on, we'll help you, not hinder you.
Although I was frightened, I knew that God had honored me greatly. I feared I might become proud and self-important. I did not want to lose my own soul through pride.
If I must go forth and relate what you have shown me, please preserve me from undue exaltation.
Your prayer shall be answered. If this evil you fear threatens you, the hand of God will stretch out to save you. By affliction he will draw you to him and preserve your humility.
But I'm so frail. Will I not die?
Deliver the message faithfully. Endure to the end, and you shall eat the fruit of the tree of life and drink the water of life. Endure. Endure.
With this assurance, my heart lifted, and I committed myself to the Lord, ready to do his bidding, whatever that might be. Then, toward the end of January, my brother-in-law Samuel Foss stopped by.
Ellen, look who's come to see you.
Oh, hello, Sam. How are you?
I'm fine. And Mary misses you. She wants you to come and spend a week or so with us.
Oh, Sam, Ellen's too ill to travel. You mustn't think...
Mother. Mother, I believe this is an opening from God. I'll go with you, Sam.
Fine. We'll go in a few days, just as soon as I've finished my business here in Portland.
Ellen! How wonderful to have you here at last! But 30 miles in an open sleigh in February! You must be half frozen, and for someone with your ill health...
It really wasn't so bad. Sam had me crouched down in the bottom of the sleigh, and he covered me with a thick buffalo robe. But I must admit, I'll be glad to sit by a nice warm fire all the same.
Mary and I had not seen each other for some time, and there was much to talk about.
Ellen, may I speak frankly?
Yes, of course.
While I firmly believe your vision was from God, I do not believe you're strong enough to carry out your intention of spreading the light to the people.
I must.
But your voice, it's so feeble they wouldn't hear you from more than a few feet away.
Nevertheless, I must do as I was commanded.
Ever since our terrible disappointment last October, we have sought comfort and guidance. Well... tonight, a young lady has a message of encouragement for us. She brings us a new light from a vision.
New light? A vision? I'm not sure.
Oh, what can he mean?
We need encouragement.
A young lady. What on earth can...
Please welcome Sister Ellen Harmon of Portland.
What I have to tell you may fall strangely on your ears, but it is God's truth.
Can't hear a word she's saying.
I can't either. If she has a message from on high, she'd better speak up.
There, on the shining path before me, were the believers marching toward the beautiful, glowing city. Behind me was the light, which shone brighter than the sun.
My voice remained strong for 2 hours. But when my lecture was finished, my voice was gone again and stayed that way until I once again stood before people to relate my message. The next morning, I had a conversation with Samuel's brother, Hazen Foss.
Ellen, a short time ago, before you had your vision of the path of light, I had a similar revelation.
You too? Didn't you reveal it?
I know that's what I should have done, but I was angry over the disappointment, and I was afraid of being laughed at.
Oh,
Twice I refused to obey, although I was warned of the consequences.
Did the Lord command you again?
No. This time a voice told me, "You have grieved away the Spirit of the Lord."
Oh, no!
I was terrified. I decided to reveal the message, but I couldn't remember any of it. The Spirit of the Lord is gone from me.
No. Perhaps it's not too late. You came to the chapel meeting, didn't you? Surely that indicates that...
I couldn't come in. I stood outside the door and listened. Ellen, do not refuse to obey God, or you will imperil your soul. As for me, I am a lost man.